This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Numerous people were killed in election-related violence in Bangladesh as Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina heading for a landslide win for a third term. Violence between the ruling and opposition parties, which marred the election campaigns, carried on into Election Day despite heavy security throughout the country. There is no talk of a solution in the partial U.S. government shutdown right now. That story from AP's Ed Donahue.
White House counselor Kellyanne Conway says President Trump isn't reaching out to Democrats. He's waiting for them to reach out to him.
Nancy Pelosi needs to come back from Hawaii. Less hula, more moolah for the DHS, Customs and Border Patrol, funding our border security.
Conway was on Fox News Sunday. Montana Democratic Senator John Tester says the president got approval already for billions in border security and has spent little of it.
Yet he needs more, yet there's no plan to go how the money is going to be spent.
On CBS's Face the Nation, Tester said the president said Mexico would pay for the wall, and to use the American taxpayer like an ATM machine is not the right way to go. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And also in the news, retired U.S. Army General Stanley McChrystal blasted President Trump. Former commander of U.S. troops in Afghanistan told ABC's This Week he takes issue with Mr. Trump's decision to move about half of the U.S. forces out of Afghanistan.
I was worried about the confidence of the Afghan people, because at the end of the day, that's what determines who wins in Afghanistan. And I think we probably rocked them. We rocked them in their belief that we are allies that can be counted on.
The general also was highly critical of President Trump and his personal character, indicating that he is immoral and dishonest. This is not the first time McChrystal has slammed a U.S. president. This is VOA News. Russian and Turkish foreign and defense ministers have met in Moscow. They discussed northern Syria and U.S. forces preparing to withdraw troops from Syria. That story now from AP's Zaria Shackley.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said that much of the discussion focused on the pending U.S. withdrawal, and that Russia and Turkey managed to agree on coordinating their steps in Syria to ultimately eradicate the terrorist threat. The Syrian military said it has entered the Kurdish stronghold of Manbij as part of an apparent agreement between the two sides. The Kurds are looking for new allies to protect against a threatened Turkish offensive as U.S. forces prepare to leave. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Millions of citizens in the Democratic Republic of Congo voted in a contentious, chaotic national election that has been repeatedly delayed and marred with glitches and allegations of vote rigging. While voting day, too, was marred by chaos, confusion, and anger, millions of people among voter rolls of 40 million participated in what may be the most important poll in the nation's independent history. The poll marks the nation's first opportunity of a peaceful transfer of power in almost 60 years as an independent nation. Electoral authorities in Afghanistan have delayed by 3 months next year's presidential election. It will now be held on July the 20th. The unity government of incumbent President Ashraf Ghani, who intends to seek a second five-year term, has welcomed the delay, though it had previously insisted the polls should be held on time. Sunday's announcement comes as officials are still struggling to tally votes that were cast in October's parliamentary elections, which were mired in controversy. The U.S. state of California is getting ready to say goodbye to its longtime governor, Jerry Brown. That story now from AP's Jackie Quinn.
He served a record 16 years from 1975 to 1983 and then again elected in 2011. Jerry Brown is retiring at the age of 80, well known for fighting global warming.
If we don't stop climate change, it's not going to be 110 in Imperial County. It's going to be 130.
This year, he led the state through the most devastating wildfire season in history.
Tragedy continues.
When Jerry Brown first took office, his idealism earned him the dubious nickname Governor Moonbeam. But over the years, his fiscal policies moved more to the center. In Brown's final State of the Union address last January,
never forget the bounty and the endless opportunities bestowed on this special place.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.